Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Mr. Austin, the Ukrainian President Zelensky called again and again for no-fly zone over Ukraine. At the level of NATO, there were discussions about that at the NATO level. And if yes, what was the conclusion?
Well, from a U.S. perspective, our President, President Biden, has been clear that we would not have U.S. forces fighting in Ukraine. Having said that, we'll do everything we within our power to support Ukraine in their efforts to defend their territory. We've also stated that enforcing a no-fly zone actually means that you're in combat, you're in a fight with Russia, and that's one of the things that we have said that our president has said that we weren't going to do, get in a fight with Russia. So what this really means is that in order to control the skies, you have to shut down the air defenses that are on the ground. And some of those air defense systems are in Russia. And so, again, there's no easy or simple a way to do this. There's no such thing as a no-fly zone light. A no-fly zone means that you're in a conflict with Russia. So from a U.S. perspective, we're, again, our position remains that we're not going to do that. So.
Now you have Ireland and Great Britain and the Republic standing together against a murderous dictator, a pure thug who is waging an immoral war against the people of Ukraine.
Different. I'm just wanting to know what you suggest, because back then, when I was in your position, I was suggesting we bomb Belgrade. I was suggesting that we send American pilots in and blow up all the bridges on the Drina. I was suggesting we take out his oil supplies. I was suggesting very specific action. And isn't it interesting that we...
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. INCNORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning south out of Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan Air Defense Front.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet!
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
Three, two, one. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear war?
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready. Awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir.
We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and friends, the only winning mode is not to let.
Biological attack is imminent. It's going to happen.
it's not a question of will it happen, but when it happens.
A bioweapon release could be the thing they'd release to bring in a world government to counter a global problem, and the UN has said that a global pandemic is the only thing that may save their world government.
This is a biological warfare agent that had leaked out of the Wuhan laboratory.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boost your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off. A lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product. And we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. Get your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nation to successfully weaponize and mass produce deadly pathogens was Great Britain during the start of World War II, soon followed by the United States, Germany, France, and Japan. While many nations mass produced them, Japan was notorious for deploying biological weapons, killing almost 500,000 Chinese soldiers and civilians in several military campaigns, including the 1940 bombing of Ningbo, China, when Japan's secret bioweapons unit 731 dropped ceramic bombs full of living fleas carrying the bubonic plague. German pharmaceutical company IG Farben Bayer conducted fatal human experiments on prisoners and killed over 1 million people with its cyanide-based Zyklon B. The U.S. established their own bioweapons program at Fort Detrick, Maryland in 1942, and by the end of the war, brand new facilities were completed for mass production of anthrax and other bioweapons. After the war, the directors of IG Farben were punished at the Nuremberg trials, but the scientists were secretly absorbed into America's bioweapons program. Japan was planning to attack the city of San Diego, California, with weaponized plague, but they surrendered 3 weeks prior to the scheduled attack. And while Japanese researchers arrested by Soviet forces were tried for war crimes, those captured by the United States were secretly given immunity in exchange for working with the U.S. bioweapons team. Long after World War II, the U.S. bioweapons program continued to expand with the help of Japanese and German war criminals. And in 1969, the U.S. government officially terminated their offensive biological weapons program, continuing on with a defensive biological weapons program, which was nothing more than a change of language ahead of the Biological Weapons Convention in 1972. The U.S. would continue to experiment with and produce deadly pathogens, but now under the guise of defense, and mostly defense against Russia. Of all the nations involved in bioweapons research, Russia factors in very little. The U.S. government claims that the Soviet Union had the biggest bioweapons program in history, but this is based solely on a mysterious 1979 anthrax leak and the lone testimony of Soviet defector Ken Alibek, who has also been absorbed into the U.S. bioweapons program, and who has helped the U.S. surround Russia with dangerous bioweapons labs. Russia is now releasing confiscated documents of the work that was being conducted in the NATO-backed biolabs they have secured in Ukraine. These labs were allegedly developing genetically engineered bioweapons to target specific Slavic people, and experimenting with ways of spreading pathogens via bats, ticks, lice, and fleas, like the work Japan's Unit 731 was doing before being secretly brought into the U.S. Meanwhile, Bill Gates is currently allowed to release hundreds of millions of genetically modified mosquitoes within the United States as some sort of disease control experiment. You can say what you want about Vladimir Putin in Russia, but they aren't the ones waging war against the people of the West. That would be the World Economic Forum, the big banks, and their lackeys of the Great Reset agenda. After the U.S. government sanctioned all the Russian people, Putin responded by only targeting a few known criminals of the Great Reset cabal, as if sending a message to the Americans that we share the same enemies. Whereas the global elites are working towards destroying the nation-states, Russia is reinventing the nation-state. Russia hopes to be the world's biggest producer of organic farming, while the globalists are pushing for genetically modified foods, bugs, and synthetic meat. The globalists are actively destroying the family, down to the mother's womb, while Russia seeks to build a society based on family and Christian values. The Russian government provides fallout shelters for the civilian population to potentially survive a nuclear war, and the U.S. government has absolutely nothing for the people. We are on our own, but FEMA reminds us to remain socially distanced while our government robs us blind and starts a nuclear war. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Well, that report just went live minutes ago at man.video. It's Enemies Within. And nowhere else is telling truth this powerful. Nowhere else has incredible researchers like this entire team of great folks like Greg Reese. It is you that literally keep us on air and make all of this possible. Well, he trended number one on the internet yesterday with tens of millions of views on Twitter alone. It's got to be 50 million views just from the links I saw on Instagram and YouTube. It's flooding the zone, as they say. Alex Stein is a Texas-based comedian, and he likes to go rap at city councils. And I don't think this is even his best one. It's excellent, by the way. It's hilarious. A little bit of mic problems, but his last one, I think, was the best. But he's joining us. He's a big friend of the show. He's never been on my show. I play clips of him, but he's been on Owen's. And, of course, he's been on the American Journal. And so Alex Stein's going to be joining us next segment. Have a little bit of fun here during the absurdity, because, folks, I'm not even playing these clips of Biden and Pelosi. I mean, I guess I might play some, but talk about flooding the zone. Every day there's like 2-3 minute long times when nothing Pelosi says makes sense. And anyone that's been around somebody with full-on Alzheimer's who's 90 years old, my grandmother, the week she died at 92 here in Austin a few years ago, was talking like that. But I mean, she died a couple days later. We're like, oh, gosh, grandma's going to die. She doesn't know who she is and is gibbering. And that's what it's like. But instead, this is a person clearly with serious dementia on TV. And Biden's almost as bad. I mean, we're a cursed country, folks. And we have a psychotic Bill Gates who, in not just Florida and California, he tested them in Texas. These GMO mosquitoes that they released in South America that caused a bunch of mutations and are linked to actually creating Zika. And Gates separately says he's going to create vaccines that are delivered through food you eat, through the air, and, of course, through mosquitoes. So We're all being biologically and chemically tested on. We're being tested on with nanotech. What do you think COVID-19 is? What do you think the spike protein is? And it's just outrageous. We're being assaulted. So when that criminal group is telling us the Russians are bad and the Russians are evil and the Russians have to be destroyed, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Doesn't mean you think the Russians are perfect or agree with them invading their neighbor. It just means you're like, okay, but the criminals want to start a larger war, and they were running bio labs there, and then lying to us and saying they aren't, even though it's in thousands of news articles previously, the U.S. government bragging about the labs. It'd be like saying the Dallas Cowboys never existed. You're like, well, I've got thousands of articles that they've existed since the 1940s or 50s or whenever they got started, and Roger Staubach and all those people, and I went and saw Dallas Cowboys games, and they're like, nope, they never existed. Yeah, they got baby blue and silver uniforms with a navy blue star. No, they don't. Yeah, Tom Landry was their founding coach. No. Well, my grandfather was almost best friends with them, probably best friends. They prayed multiple times a week, went to college together in the Army Air Corps. Nope, Tom Landry didn't exist either. No one exists. Nothing exists except we tell you. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's freaking crazy town. And men can be women, and women can be men, and pedophilia is all over the news. It's a good thing now. I mean, these people are out of control, and we are letting them do this. Or did we really? No, they stole that election. Obviously they did. We have all the evidence. Big show today. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Not edited tapes. These are real things that happen. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Pelosi, Biden, and many other members of Congress can hardly even form a sentence and make absolutely no sense, and then contradict themselves within the same speeches. It would be embarrassing if these people were the spokespersons for a funeral home. Though they'd be emblematic of death and decay and collapse, it would be embarrassing if they were a spokesperson at the Rotary Club. It would be embarrassing if they were the principal of a school and were having to give a commencement speech or talk about the commencements that were happening and unable to speak. But no, they are in control of the most powerful country and most powerful monetary and most powerful weapon system in the world. And they are actively declaring their political opposition to be terrorists. They are actively destroying and demolishing every single bedrock system that made us great and made us successful and made us secure and made us free and empowered. And of course, safe. I mean, I probably, without even trying to look for these, see about 10 of these a day. And it's Jared Nadler and just all of them. I mean, it is a freak show. And what's even scarier is they're in that D.C. bubble. And these people get driven around in limos and SUVs, private jets. Their butts get wiped, literally in some cases. As Biden said, my butt's been wiped. My butt's been wiped. Because he will get mad and take a dump in his pants. I've talked to the Secret Service and others that confirmed it. It's not made up. They had to carry multiple changes of clothes for him because he is incontinent. And that happens. We're not putting him down for that. It's his crimes that matter. But we have a president. So here's Pelosi, who really should be auditioning for the Crypt Keeper, no makeup needed. And here she is. Not a word of what she says makes any sense. I watched this twice last night, laying in bed on an iPad, and I could not make out what in the world she was talking about. In fact, some of the words she was saying, I looked them up. They don't exist. Because I like words. I hear words all the time. I don't know. I go look them up. Kind of a wordsmith guy. I really like them. I think you like them, too. We all like them. But I'm like, well, was that a word? So I back it up and write it down and go look it up. No, they're not a word. She's now inventing words. They don't just not make sense. They're not just jumbled. They're not just incoherent. They're not even real words. Here it is for yourself.
But they know that we can't go there. Putin is trying to bait the trap so that we go in, and that's the beginning, could be the beginning of World War III. Putin, totally irresponsible, using weapons that are not allowed under the Geneva Convention. Putin, who threatens use of chemical weapons, nuclear, and the rest. So they know that we can't, but it's the ask. Now, he was this morning, more. Let's, if we can't have an, if we can't have a no-fly zone, let us have our own, and we need the airplanes to come in. No, no, we're, no, no. This morning he was less on the ask for the policy, more on let us do it, help us get the planes. But also, there is a school of thought that thinks the anti-aircraft missiles and the rest are a very important way. Myself, when I see that those tanks, that 40 miles of tanks, I'd like to take out those tanks. I mean, I think that them having more planes might be useful, but that I'm not a military strategist. We hope that we will be able to get up to a place, I hope. You asked me how I hope that we can get to a place where the MiGs, which are the kinds of planes they've been trained on, can go to Ukraine. The F-16s, especially if we have an excess of them, can backfill for Poland.
Okay, and the crew's great. I didn't review all these clips beforehand, and I sent a bunch yesterday and today. That's a little more coherent one, though. She's lying a bunch and calling for World War III and how she wants to start a bigger war with the Russians and some babbling. There's one I've got to look at my phone that I sent last night where she's talking about the Republicans and spending packages, and it just makes no sense. It's complete gibbering gabble. So I'll find that, and we'll have that for you coming up. But seeing Biden say that Russia has attacked Russia, seeing Biden say that Iran attacked Ukraine, remember that? That was in the State of the Union. Both of those. And it's just emblematic, and it's really frightening that these people are this out of their minds. But again, they're not really running things. There are powerful, corrupt bureaucracies behind them that are running things. But then these puppets will get the blame, and that's why the Klaus Schwabs and the Bill Gateses of the world, who have even more powerful people behind them, are able to get away with all of this. Now, we have so much news, biggest developments yet on the Russia situation, really what's going on and what we think is going to unfold from that. We'll be getting to that after our special guest leaves us. We also have a bunch of breaking pedophile news. Disney employees among 108 arrested in Florida, human trafficking sting, and that ties into Oregon. Top children's hospital teaches young boys to tuck their genitals and directs kids to toy shop at the porn shop, and teaches children as young as 5 years of age how to do some really horrible stuff. Poll, 66% of Democrats believe changing one's biological sex is possible. They probably also believe in the tooth fairy. So that is all coming up here today as well. You can change someone's sex in utero with chemicals, but it doesn't create a classic male or female flip. It creates a mutant, and a lot of times creates a hermaphroditic individual who we do not hate and who is not bad. But this is a process of mutating men and women and creating mutants, and that's the New World Order plan. And then the Young Turks make jokes and say, what's wrong with gay frogs? What's wrong if they're all gay? Well, they go extinct, dummy. And also the Young Turks, it doesn't really matter. And I think I forgot to send this to the crew because I didn't see it on the list. But I think I'm going to play it because it's so incredible. They play an edited tape with like 2 and 3 second cuts with me saying I support Russia invading and I support Putin. They'll probably take what I just said there and take that out of context. I mean, this is next level fraud. But I guess they say the first casualty of war is the truth. Everyone knows I'm against the war. I've shown the Ukrainian side, the Russian side. I pointed out what the Great Reset globalists like what's happening so we can get full spectrum analysis. But to watch this edited tape they play, and about a third of the folks on YouTube comments got it. So this is edited, but the others were like, arrest him. He's a Russian agent. I mean, this is beyond a deep fake because you can see it's fake. You can see it's jump cuts and edited together. You know, like the magnet games with the refrigerator, you can take the words and make whatever you want. That's what they do.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3. It has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Amazing. He's been on with Owen Schroyer on the War Room. He's been on American Journal. Harrison Smith. And we, of course, play clips of him here. But he's a fellow Texan, and he's on air with us right now. He's got the number one video, tens of millions of views all over the internet. Top story breaking yesterday, Alex Stein. He's our primetime guest. We really appreciate him coming on. He's on YouTube with Conspiracy Castle. He's also on Twitter at AlexStein99, Instagram at AlexStein, and of course he's got a band.video account, the Conspiracy Castle, that is also extremely popular. Now, I don't think this is his best rap. I think it's world class. It's broken the internet. It's super funny because the mic was overdriven. It's not a 100% out of the park grand slam like his previous rap that I think was the best I ever saw. But never fear. We're not having technical difficulties here today like they had in Plano, my old stomping grounds outside Dallas. I literally grew up right by there. No, ladies and gentlemen, we have him via Skype. He's going to be in studio with us Sunday, and so he's going to do the same rap or more improv here for us in just a moment. But first, let's go to the incredible developments that have taken the internet by storm.
I'm the proof when I'm in a booth spitting on the mic. Anti-vax. Putin hates all of them blacks. Putin is a bad racist. Put them in the ground, white or brown. And I'm in Plano town. And you know you just got found. I'm a pimp on a blimp. Your last is death and shrimp. No, you can't stop my shine. I'm number 99. And you know I'm grand and shine. And you know I do it all the time. One more time, I'm teaching class. This is your whole pie. Zelensky is a VIP. Ukraine and I go insane. Put a bullet in Putin's brain. You know that is the plan. I'm a Zelensky stan. I love you, Vladimir Zelensky. You are so smart. What's the smell? Did somebody fart? No way. What can you say? Fascinate me straight or gay. I love you, and I love you. Grind and grind all the time. And you got that sanitizer. And you know I got that Pfizer. You know I stick it in my vein. Put a bullet in Putin's brain. Do it for the Ukraine. Before I go insane. Let me antibacterial my body. At the party, sipping Bacardi. You know the flow. And I am a pimp, cause I am on the blimp. It lasts a steak and shrimp. One more time, I'm 99. And you know I grind inside. Gas prices way too high. Vladimir Putin needs to die. Gas prices way too high. Vladimir needs to die. I'm the truth in the booth. Take my picture, I'm a winner. I'ma eat you. For dinner, okay. I just want to say,
I love you. We need to take out Vladimir Putin, like Lindsey Graham said. Thank you, Mayor Mullins. I appreciate the time. Peace. God bless you all. Prime time sign on Instagram. Thank you.
We got you down. We got you down.
The next.
Yeah.
Brian.
So that is clearly satire and total absurdity, but very well done. Alex Stein, you're the number one thing on the web right now, and you're exposing it, causing major debates about what's he talking about. This is incredible. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say for yourself?
Are you kidding, Alex? Listen, I want to tell you something. You are my personal hero. I'm not just saying that. I know a lot of people come on your show with knee pads to kiss your derriere, but I'm telling you, I mean, forget about Building 7. Forget about, you know, the destabilization and the controlled demolition of America. I would have never known about that. I was a guy that listened to Howard Stern and kind of believed all the bullcrap. And right around 2016, you woke me up realizing about Pizzagate, realizing that these people in power are sick, perverted Satanists. And I'm just telling you, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, thank you, because I've always considered myself a comedian and entertainer, but when I realized that we're living in a world of lies, and you showed me those lies, it changed my life. It gave me freedom, and I'm not being sarcastic. I know I joke
No,
around.
Brother, listen, and I take that as a huge compliment from a man that said that I'm a pimp, I own a blimp. That is super hard.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm a comedian. I like to joke around. But, Alex, you don't get enough credit. You are one of the most talented entertainers out there. I mean, people want to demonize you and say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. But we know that was created by the CIA after the JFK assassination to demonize people looking to the official story. So when I see that, they're using that same game plan on you because you're so effective, because you're not only smart, you're not only well-versed, but you're entertaining. You're funny. You and I grew up in the same place, Dallas. You're in Rockwall. You know, what I'm saying is we're kind of cut from similar cloths, and that's why I look up to you so much, because you're not afraid to go and blaze your own trail. In this world that everybody wants to be a sheep, everybody wants to fit in, you, sir, have been demonized and kicked off every single platform, and you're still successful. You're still grinding. I think you're actually even more popular now, even though the numbers might not show it to the mainstream media. But I'm telling you, I owe you a debt of gratitude.
Alex Stein, thank you, and back at you, brother. Let's talk about conspiracy castle, because you don't just do these hilarious raps in front of different city councils, you also go out and do stuff in public with people. That's pretty amazing. You also go and try to interview leftists. They attack you, and you're being totally – but the way you handle it is really cool.
Well, listen, the thing is, like, look at this world we're living in. Leah Thomas is a NCAA champion, a person that was born a male that swam on the men's team. And what he is doing is actually destabilizing women's rights. I mean, it's the feminization of men and then the masculinization of women. So we're literally, like you said, in the upside down world. You predicted this, and I'm going to stop kissing your derriere, but I'm saying this is, we're too far now. We're almost too far gone where people can actually defend that. Because in my mind, we're supposed to protect women. I think we should actually put women on a pedestal. Yet when you let a man take puberty blockers or hormone blockers or estrogen, whatever the pill is, I'm not even quite sure what they took, and gets to go smash women's dreams. There's women that spent every weekend of their life from high school to college in a swimming pool. They make it to the NCAA championships, and then you get second place and you lose to a person like Leah Thomas. That's a disgrace. That should be a crime. But that's the world we live in, and people don't want to admit it to themselves. We have a self-awareness problem in this country, and you are shining a light on that, and that's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to shine a light on it. When I do these raps, I'm just putting a mirror to the mainstream media. Because the mainstream media is so absurd. Anything that comes out of Brian Seltzer's mouth, Don Lemon's mouth, if you just repeat that, you sound like a buffoon because they are such clowns. And sadly, the world we live in, there's not enough people exposing it, in my opinion, Alex.
I totally agree. And soon, they're going to have a biological women's league only that bars biological men, even though they should be barred, because men are now dominating track and field, swimming, wrestling, weightlifting, MMA. Biological men are, in some cases, killing women in the ring, and it's funny. To the left.
Alex, this is the thing, is they try to find dirt on me, and all they can say is, oh, you're transphobic. I'm not transphobic. If a person wants to transition their sex when they're an adult, go ahead. They can wear tin dresses. I don't care. But the idea that you're doing this to children, you're letting three-year-olds pick their sexuality when they have never even had sex.
Coming to confuse them so you can claim that you're the shepherd leading them into this. It's total grooming, and they've even lost Bill Maher. Bill Maher now says it's pedophilia. Leave the frickin' kids alone. Keep your damn hands off of them. Let them be innocent.
Yeah, 100%. And this is the thing. You have guys like, I keep on bringing up Howard Stern, but he still does a bit where he has to use you for clout, Alex. I don't know if you see this. I don't watch his show anymore.
It's pretty funny, yeah.
But it's a funny bit, but that shows you how pathetic he is for content, because he's a loser, because anybody that listens to him, they've woken up by now to his garbage. You know, that he says, oh, you should die if you're not boosted. I mean, these people that are in power, they literally are giving us a bioweapon that is created by multinational corporations that don't care about America. These corporations are globalists. They care about having world dominance, so they want to destabilize America in order to gain power everywhere else. And that's the problem with this country, is we're not run by people. We're run by stockholders of corporations that are able to give the money to the political action committees that make these politicians that I call puppets make decisions that are not in our best interest. Because think about it. It doesn't matter if you're on the right or the left. There's so many rhinos, Dan Crenshaw, all those guys. They're all World Economic Forum. They give us the government likes to TT on us and tell us it's raining. And sadly, it comes from both sides.
I totally agree. Stay right there. It's a corrupt, out of control, anti-American globalist ruling class. As we go to break, you're going to rap for us when we come back. But can you just say for us all as we go to break, I'm a pimp, I own a blimp.
I'm a pimp on a blimp, eating lots of steak and shrimp. You know I'm Proton 99. I'm on the ground all the time. Let's go. I'm gonna be.
I love
studio.
It. Stay there. I'm a pimp. I own the blimp.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the front lines of the war for human liberty. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And the amazing Alex Stein. See how smart he is on air? Looks like Tucker Carlson is as smart as Tucker Carlson. He's also a great comedian. So I know Tucker Carlson, a lot of folks watch and listen, so you probably say hi to him, Alex. But everybody's saying hi to you. In fact, I bet you're going to end up on Carlson tonight or so if I know him, because this is just a huge story and we love it. We're about to go back to you in a moment. He's told us he will grace us with a live rendition of one of his great political satirical rap songs. But first, you know, you talk about InfoWars being a 28-year survivor in the fight against the globalists. It's all because of the support and prayer. But we are in the crucible right now, facing five trials in the next 8 months, one that starts next month with all of the rigged courts and kangaroo garbage and total fraud, where the Democrats sued us in key areas where they knew that it was all controlled. Literally, it's all come out. And we're still going to battle through that and show it and appeal it and never stop fighting. But that will take millions of dollars to have five trials that they're telling them are going to last up to 6 weeks apiece, with just constant demonization of Alex Jones for months on television. As long as we can stay on air and fund our operation, this will make the broadcast bigger in a way. It'll backfire on these New World Order anti-free speech people and anti-gun folks. So I need your support now. We are maxed out. I have a backup reserve. I've already spent a third of it in the last few months, and those reserves will be gone in a few months. We're bringing a few sponsors on and things. try to cover the shortfall, but I'm just asking listeners that have been on the fence that have never gone to InfoWarsStore.com, because the folks that have been going to InfoWarsStore.com, you've done a great job. You're amazing. We've also had supply chain problems, and so a lot of the products haven't been in. That's the real reason we're having problems. But there's a lot of great books, a lot of great films, a lot of great T-shirts, a lot of great supplements, a lot of preparedness items at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got back in stock vitamin D3 gummies that are delicious and so good for your immune system and your bodies, adults and children. We also have the fizzy magnesium, the very best you're going to find out there for your whole body, your whole life, but also for better sleep. Doesn't make you sleepy. It makes you sleep better, especially if you take it before bedtime. But it's really a pre-workout, post-workout. It's just everything. Fizzy magnesium, highest quality, sold out for 8 months. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And VasoBeats is 40% off. Biotree Selenium is 40% off. Those are back in stock. The others are 25% off. So thank you all for keeping us on the air, InfoWarsStore.com. But we need it now more than ever. And we're a thorn in the globalist side, and we're under major attack, and they're coming after us because they want to get through us to get to you, as President Trump would say. So, Alex Stein, please continue with other points you'd like to make. It is anytime you feel like it. Just bring us to that magic place you bring everybody.
Well, I want to say this, guys. You need to support Alex. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com because, listen, this guy is not pumped up by the mainstream legacy media. And anything you hear from the mainstream, I call the lamestream media, is going to be fake news, like Trump said. So this is one of the few places in the world where you can actually get the real truth. So I want to say that support, it doesn't go to some Don Lemon boat party with a bunch of, you know, whatever they do on those boats. It goes to a real man that's actually fighting the globalists personally, and he's being ramrodded in court, which is totally unfair, and we know that he's an innocent man and that it's all BS. But I just want to say, I'm Primetime 99, so we got to get high vibrational. So for the people at home, I'm a pimp on a blimp, and you know I'm eating steak and shrimp. InfoWarsStore.com. I get it for my mom. Did I play some Donkey Kong? And I wear my big old thong. Lindsey Graham was Putin dead. Put a bullet in his head. Go insane for the Ukraine. Put a bullet in Putin's brain. One more time, I'm 99. And you know I grind inside. And you know I blow your mind. Alex Jones ain't no clown. Kill your butt with a drone. Obama, his wife's a boy. I'ma play you like a toy. You know. And I love you, and I love y'all. We're in Texas. We flex this. You can stop our shine because I'm 99. InfoWars will blow your mind. Let's go, Alex Jones, my hero. Put zero. You know it's all day long. Vaccinate me in my thong. I love you, AJ. What more can I say?
Beautiful, 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 beautiful.
King, I love you, AJ. You're the man.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. And you're the best. I love you, too. And you're coming to be in studio Friday. But here's the deal. I mean, in studio Sunday. But here's the deal. Please, because the audio was messed up on your super number one video in the world. Tens of millions of views in 24 hours, as you know. Number one trending all over the place. Can you please, or we can wait till next segment if you need to get your breath, because that was amazing. Can you repeat, or was that just all right off the top of your head, what you're saying about Fauci and the New World Order and the one before? Because we really, now that we got HD audio from you, we want people to see the real magic here.
No, I'll bring both. I'll have it prepared. Like I said, I'm an improvisationalist. I have a few bars, as they say in the rap game, but I like to go off the dome, Mr. Jones. That's how I do it.
Going off the dome.
Off the dome. And like Obama, I'll kill you with a drone. I mean, come on. Hey, Alex, let's talk about that seriously. Why are we worried? This is the one serious thing I want to say. This is what makes me so mad. Is Kamala Harris, they're worried about the border between the Ukraine and Russia. Yet we're in Texas. One of my good friends died of a fentanyl drug overdose. Yet they won't even look at our border. I mean, I like to joke around and this and that. But it's actually like a open sore in our country, in our state. And even our own governor, Greg Abbott, they're still not doing enough about it. So I love to joke around and this and that, and I will have fun all day long. But, man, it's just really sad that we're about to go into World War III for two countries that don't even care about us, whether it doesn't matter which side you're on, whether, I mean, I'm not a Putin fan, but I'm also not a Zelensky fan of the Azov Battalion, but I am a fan of Texans. I am a fan of Mexicans. I love Mexicans. I love immigration. But the drugs created by the Chinese fentanyl that's coming through our border that's killing my friends and family, it makes me absolutely sick. So just being able to actually talk to somebody that knows what's going on there and that will actually let you talk about this, because you could never bring that up in the mainstream media. Oh, we got to worry about World War III. We have World War III already. It's here at our border in Del Rio. And you've exposed that, and I hope that I can expose that more and try to fix that problem some sort of way.
Beautifully said, my friend. We got 3 minutes to break. We'll do 5 more minutes with you before we have our other big news covered and a special guest and a big announcement as well that I'm going to make better if you leave us. But what else is on your radar screen?
Well, listen, Alex, like I said, I mean, we talk about you have really – it's the key point is the multinational corporations that are ruining our world. And what they're doing is we are the human cattle. And I just keep hearing – I don't want to sound like I'm a, just to repeat what you say. But people need to wake up to what's going on. I mean, it's an actual controlled demolition of America. It's very – and this is what makes me so mad. It's very similar to 9/11. What they did is they brought down those towers and it made us go start a 20-year war in the Middle East. And nobody cared. We didn't care about killing a million Muslims. We didn't even talk about the Baki boys that a lot of the Afghanistan guys, they had actual children sex slaves that our own military overlooked. So if people think our military-industrial complex has our back, they don't. And what's going on right now is this military-industrial complex is getting out of a 20-year war in Afghanistan, in the Middle East, and now they're jumping right into a new one. So this doesn't benefit us. We have drug issues. We have homeless issues. We have all kinds of issues here. And if we could just use some of that money to actually fix our problems here, not that money fixes all problems. Money doesn't fix drug addiction. But it just makes you so mad because we're so incompetent. And the people that are running our world are literally satanic-worshipping idiots. And it comes out of the Bible, Genesis chapter 11, verse 9. That's the story of Nimrod wanted to build a tower to the kingdom of heaven to kill God. And what God did, he made him speak all different languages so we couldn't communicate. And what they're doing is they're trying to reverse engineer Nimrod's plan. And they want us under one ruler, one currency, one system, so that that system will be ruled by Satan here on earth. So it sounds like a joke. It sounds like I'm kidding. I can joke around all day. But that is literally what is happening, guys. It is literally out of the Bible. People that like to look at the Bible and they like to invert it. You say, oh, Alex, what are you talking about? Just look at Jeffrey Epstein. Just look at Bill Clinton. They're hanging out with Marina Abramovich. These people like to be edgy. Well, it's not that edgy to do spirit cooking, to rub blood and semen on walls. And these are our top officials that go to these type of parties. So I don't worship Satan. And I know Alex doesn't worship Satan. And that's the problem, is the people that are in power actually do worship Satan.
That's right. Let's be clear. The stuff they're doing in public is the tip of the filthy iceberg.
Well, it's nothing. I mean, behind closed doors, guys, your mind would be – some of the stuff that I've researched makes me sick. It makes me emotional because I'm an emotional person. I wear my heart on my sleeve. And it's hard. I know the stress you go through knowing the information you know, because there's stuff that you can't even say because you could probably get in trouble. You could worry about actually having a guy jump out of a
black man. Well, it's just too over the top. I mean, people aren't going to believe it. Exactly. Like Morpheus says to Neo, I can't tell you about the Matrix. You got to see it. Some of this stuff is so over the top. It's documented. I mean, if I read – Interpol and FBI files about real snuff films and real videos that the public never sees, and I understand you can't show the public. I mean, it is, the descriptions are so horrifying, it makes you physically ill. And then you read about how the officers and agents literally have to go into therapy, and a lot of them have to end up going to another area of enforcement because it makes them so physically and spiritually sick to see it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.